Gemara says, Noagim lokum bashmores lo maslichus. It's a minig that early in the morning, say slichus. Maharan of Rome gives one reason, the Gemara gives a different reason. The Pasuk in Eichel says, Kumi roni balaylo, the Rosh Ashmori Saboke, Shifi Kamayim Libech, no Chatnay Hashem. That there are certain times that Yuchud, the Rasman, the Baruch Hu has Midos at Midas Adin and he Midas Rasman. And there are certain times Rachman, certain times it didn't. Rosh Hashmorer Shavoke is a time of Rachman. And Magen Avraham from a different place says, who ate Rotson? Now, there are two different minhagim. It used to be the difference of Chassidim and Masnagdim, that Masnagdim would get up early and there's no such thing as saying Slichas at night. Many of Chassidim, as the world has gotten lazier and lazier and people don't want to get up early, so a lot of Masnagdim adopted the many of Chassidim to say Slichas at night. What is that based on? Without going into all the aspects of Kabbalah from which that comes. But we'll see immediately that everyone says Slichas after Chatzos on the first night. Laila is din. And at Chatzos, din begins to change to Rachna. And towards the morning, it's kula rach. So you wait till hascholas rach. But for reasons which we'll see shortly, the once you begin slichas, according to one shita, so lila for the balance of slichas, lila changes from din to rachmin. And therefore you can say it from that time on at night. And whether that is true or not is a big machlokes in Kabbalah, which is we're not going into. Now, there's a major machlokes in Minhagim. Two, whether the Shulchan Aruch quotes a minute of Eidot HaMizrach HaSfarad from Erech Chodesh V'Eilach, in Erech Chodesh. Interesting, he doesn't mention the Shittas of Rambam that you only say stay slichas between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But many, by the time of the Machaber, many Svar, Ayegot HaMizrach, was in Rosh Chodesh. And the Ramah writes, many Bnei Ashkenaz, ain't okay. And Rosh Chodesh V'yela, Hatsinu Mikola, you go Shofen, Achat Rosh Shachas. Yesh Mekom HaShetokim, and when do we begin slichas? Yom Rishon Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference? We take a look in Arichas, the Gemara has an Arichas on that. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Zayin and Ra'alim says, Ma Matzlinah Ha'idno Zayom Tchiras Matzecho Tzikon Le'yom Rishon. In Mutzah Shmoneh Shem and Rosh Hashanah, he says, Zayom Tchiras Matzecho. Machlokes in the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah of Zion, when the world was created, in Nisan or in Tishrei. One man says Nisan, one says Tishrei. And one says that's the difference in the two minhagim. the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is based on the assumption that the world was created in Tishrei. But that's not really completely accurate. That's the pasuk Zayim Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaron L'Yom Rishon. Today is the Zikaron of what happened on the first Rosh Hashanah. What happened on the first Rosh Hashanah? What happened on the first Rosh Hashanah was that Adam Rishon was created. The world was created in Chof Hei Elul. And for those who say that the world is a billions of years old, I don't know how they explain all these Gemaras, but that's their problem. Okay. So, it's Bria Zolim. This is the Minig Bnei Ashkenaz. Minig Bnei Ashkenaz, Bria Zolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down the world. I created this world. It's Kedai to continue. It's not Kedai to continue. And the Gemara brings a Medrash. Adam Rishon is created in Rosh Hashanah. When was the first din on in this world? After Adam Rishon, when was the first chait? Was in Rosh Hashanah. Adam Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, brought into Gan Eden in Rosh Hashanah, did the Aveira in Rosh Hashanah, and was thrown out in Rosh Hashanah. All happened on this day. And the first din was then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Danim Barachman. That Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, it's the, when you first created Adam Rishon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down on the world and says, it's Kedai and not Kedai, today is the day of judgment. But there's a chesed. Chesed he did is, on the first day of judgment, also the first day of Rachman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachman on Adam Rish. And now the two levels of Rachman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Adam Rish was given a very serious punishment. And he just ate from the Eitz Hadas. Cain killed Hevel, much more serious than Avera. He got up much more lightly. The Medrash says, Cain bumped into Adam Rish. Adam Rish said, how'd you get off so lightly? I got a much more serious onus. So Cain says, Osisi tshuva. Is Rachman with tshuva and Rachman without tshuva? All the Rosh Hashanah is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was such Rachman, it was even without tshuva. And we prepare for Rosh Hashanah on a zecher of when the world was created. Now, Chof Hei, when Chof Hei Elul moves during the year, from year to year. So therefore, it was set on Yom Rishon, on Sunday, which is a zecher to the Brias Olam. Brias Olam is for purpose of Adam. Adam didn't live up to his potential, didn't have Vera. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to look at the world. Zehayom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaron L'Yom Rishon begins to look at the world from Chof Hei, from Sunday, and then judges the world on Rosh Hashanah. And because of that, we begin to look at ourselves. And the Ashkenaz have a minimum of 4 days. Mishnah Berurah says, why minimum of 4 days? The halacha of Bikur. When you have a carbon, you have to spend 4 days looking at it to see if it's a bomb or not. So we spend 4 days looking at ourselves. That is the Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz. Minhag Bnei Sfarad is different. The Gemara says, why is it? So what does it mean, Zayim Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaron L'Yom Rishon? Tchilas Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. Or Rosh Hashanah Zayim. So what is Tchilas about? So the Gemara says that goes according to the Shita, the world was created in Nisan. But what happened in Chodesh Elul? Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai the third time. He came down on Yom Kippur, Vayom Hashem Solachti Kivarecha. The Slicha Mechila on Yom Kippur was begun the first Yom Kippur after Nesinas HaTorah. But those 40 days, the third time Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai, Ayimei Rachma. And the Rambam says, it was true word, those of Yeshua Hashem b'himotso k'ro'uhu b'yoso k'ro'os. There are certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more receptive to our tefillahs. And therefore, and the Gemara says, Eilu asar yomim b'rosh hashanah yom kippur. The Rambam says, therefore we say slichas then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more receptive to our tefillahs. But we begin with slichas before, because that already is Yimei Rotzah. To have bakosha slichu mechila, and we would rather do it in days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world with rachman. That's the difference between the two minhagim, the minhag of Sfar and the minhag of Ashkenaz. But since these are Yimei Rotzon, these are also Yimei Tshuva, begin preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Since these are Yimei Tshuva, we blow the shofar. Why do we blow the shofar? Two reasons. The Rambam says, even though it's a chok, why we don't show remez yeshba, it's a remez. Uru shenim mishnasan nedom hekitzim etamatzim. Wake up to do tshuva. That means to remind ourselves that we have to check ourselves, to wake us up. So that is our minute of blowing shofar from Rosh Hashanah. Now there are different minhagim whether Moshe Rabbeinu went up the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, or that you had 29 days or 30 days, or Benkach, that's the 40 days. Yom Kippur is the 40th day, and that was the culmination of Yom Kippur, was Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kibbarecha. And these are Yimei Rotzon, and therefore next fire is to say Slichas then, and next Ashkenaz is to wake people up to do tshuva then. That's why we blow shofar, that's why we say the Dovid Hashem over the Ish. Now, slichas have a certain structure to them.
Rebbe,
yes.
What's the difference between the Yimei Tshuva of Elul and of Aseres Yimei Tshuva?
One is Yimei Ratzon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more recipient to us. The Yeshua Hashem B'Hin Motzo, these are Kula Rachman. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is Din, and it's Ratzon, but it's Din. And we begin to switch from Din to Rachman to the day of Kula Rachman. For instance, Kedusha on Yom Kippur is different than the Kedusha we say on a regular Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Shachris. What do we say? In Shachris, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Mekomo, Malkeinu Sofia. What do we say on Yom Kippur? Mekomo, Yifen, Rachnu. It's Rachnu all day. They have Kula Rachnu. So as we move from Din to Rachnu, and that's the Shofar. The Schus of the Shofar moves us from Din to Rachnu. Now, Slichas is just like a regular tefillah. That means you begin with Ashrei, Chatzi Gadish. Then, how does tefillah begin? It's Shevach, Bakosha. We begin with Shevach. We don't ask for anything. Shevach. Just like a normal Shemoneh Esrei Shevach. Then, we begin to ask for Slichas Mechila. and that is that slichas means yud gimel midos. On the day when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, the first Yom Kippur, Vayar Hashem Apano Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him Yud Gimel Midos. And he says, when Klal Yisrael said, you say Yud Gimel Midos mitoch tshuva, it will be Slicha Mechila. Now, Yud Gimel Midos are Dover Sheba Kedusha. They can only be said with a minion. That is the essence of what Slichas are about. You could say Slichas without them, but really Slichas are creating a context for Yud Gimel Midos. You begin with Shabbach, you go to Bakosha, Bakosha Slicha, together with Yud Gimel Midos. Now, and we end with Tachnun, Kaddish Olish. Just like a regular tefillah. The reason we do not have a lenu afterwards is going to all the different shitas what a lenu is about. Is essentially a lenu is one of two things. According to certainly many Sfarad and according to many people, even in the Ashkenaz, that when you fit, it's after the tefillah. For instance, those of you will notice that there's a difference between Nusach Ashken and Nusach Svar. Say, when the lady was Shishal Yom, Enkel Okeinu, Elenu, according to many people, is before you go out, you finish davening already, said Kaddish to Skabel, this is the gross opinion, and then you go out to the world, you say some extra things afterwards. You say the Matoris, you say Shir Shal Yom, and then, but before you go out to the world, you have to remind yourself something. I'm different. I'm Jewish. At the end of the day, you finish the day. You look back in the day. Laila is din. As I said, Laila is din. How do we begin? Myriv, v'hu rachum yechaper avon. At the end of the day, when I finish the day and I look back what I did during the day, I think I did right, I did wrong during the day. What do you say? Aleinu l'shabeach. I am different. I am Jewish. But what do we do now? What do we do now? We go from there into Shachris. No point for Aleinu at that point. Aleinu is at the end. When you go out to the world. That's why when you go from, for instance, you know, people, we go from Mincha to Ne'ilu, we don't say Aleinu. It's one continuum. You know, the Gemara is very clear about that. You only say Aleinu as you, when you leave, when you finish davening. Finish davening, you leave, wait a second. If I leave davening, I have to remind myself of something. I'm different, I'm Jewish. That's one version of what Aleinu is about. The other version of Aleinu is when I finish davening, after everything, I davened, I had kavanah, I shorkled, I did everything. Wait a second. I have a couple of mafresh in my mawar again, just to finish off. But if slichas move into shachris, no more from Aleinu. According to either version of what Aleinu is. That's why you don't say Aleinu again. You say Kaddish Teskabel, we finish one tefillah, now we move on to a different tefillah.
Right. Is that Hodah?
What?
Is that Hodah at the end of...
Hodah. It's a very major... I didn't get into Hodah. It's a whole other topic. We say Modu Manachnu Loch. The word Modu could come from one of two Shloshim. Modeh, or Hodah. grateful or admit? I admit to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything comes from you. One version of what Hodah is, I'm grateful to you. Then, here at the end, what do we say? Meshiach Tzitkach, Tzitkach HaMal HaFanech HaShkiyot Minovi. The multitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Baal Rachman and Baal Tzlich HaMachira. It's recognition. So at the end of Shmona Esrei, Moda Manach Baruch, when it's all gone. However, we Moda, everything we got is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, what do we Moda on? That you are the Baal Tzlich HaMachira. So it has the same structure as a tefillah. Ashrei, Patsikanish, Shevach, Bakosha, Hodah, Kaddish. Then we have, after that, we have Tachnun, and then after that, we have Kaddish and Tiskabel. Tiskabel is how you finish off Tefillah. Tiskabel, Tzlo, Sonuvo, Usam. May all my Tefillahs be accepted by you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the finish. That's why when we say Chatzi Kaddish, you don't take 3 steps back, because you're still in the middle of Tefillah. When do you finish Tefillah? Tiskabel Tzlotzer, may all my Tefillahs be accepted by you. And then you take 3 steps back, because that finishes off Tefillah. And that is the structure of Slichas, what Slichas is. Okay. Yedaktiku lachzer achashliach tzibur hayosa hogvon. The Rama is telling us a very important yusod. Goes throughout. Achashliach tzibur is not just a leader of the tefillah. It's a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of the tzibur. Now, therefore, since he is my shliach, he says, that is the Gros whole point, everything he says. He's not just a community leader. But he has to be Marusa Lakol. Says the Gro, why? This is a shliach. A shliach, I have to be, a shliach is only a shliach if I want him to be a shliach. If I say, if the tzibur doesn't want this man to be a shliach tzibur, he can't be the shliach. It's the shliach. And if I'm sending someone a shliach to ask on my behalf, it has to be brought to the call. Sorach Shiyotzi Kol Odom B'Tfilasa. See, here he's talking not only about Slichas, he's talking about General Rosh Yom Kippur. That Chazor HaShatz means I am being Yotzi with the Shatz's Tfila. Since I am being Yotzi with the Shatz's Tfila, so he's my Shliach. That's why the halacha of the Rambam is very, very clear. Shofar is very clear. Chazor HaShatz means you stand, you keep quiet, and answer Amen. Because you've been yotzi with his tefillah. Not your talk, your slouch, etc. You're omed lifnei amokom. He's a shliach. Now, erev Rosh Hashanah, there's a big machlokas about fasting erev Rosh Hashanah. If you take a look and we've shown him, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber Pasuk, and Nogim and Sanos erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a minig. Rishalmi. However, if you take a look in the Aruch Hashulchan, he brings a long, long list of people who disagree with the minute and say the minute is wrong, and not to fast. So since there's a machlokas menorgim, everyone should follow their own minute. Rab, and that is the Rambam finishes. Rabim noagim. Many have a minute. Lechol be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Togim alot seshach. Why? Mishum chukas hagoyim. Hanoagim yisanos be'erev chageil. No. That's one reason. If so, that won't apply today. Goyim don't know what it means to fast day. And they're not that from anymore. If you take a look, I'm not gonna have rum. I'll push Kotsa, Bishum Sha also the sound is very gentle. Also the fast side. Now so again, they're different in order. Some say it's a many fast, some say it's also the fast. The reason of Chukas HaGoyim doesn't apply any days, and doesn't apply anymore. Goyim don't do that. So then, but the reason that the Magen Avraham gives the name of Levush, whether it's Mutter or not, because fasting Erev Yom Tov is a separate shayla. Okay. Now, יש מקומות נוהגים לילך על הכפורות להר בשום תחינות נוצר שם סטוק על יעני. There's a minig, you go to Beis HaKvaros. So, the Gra brings the Gemara Tainis. The minig, the Gemara talks about going to Beis HaKvaros on a Tainis. That means on a day where we have a day of tshuva, so then there's a minute to go by sefer. So Tainus is a day of tshuva. Every Rosh Hashanah is a day of tshuva. Why? And the Gemara has two reasons. One, to be mispalel there, not to mispalel la meis mechas v'sholom, mispalel the schus of the niftara. Others say, just to remind us of the Yom HaMisa. Where it says, Nafkamina, go to Goyish Cemetery. Mind you, Yom HaMisa, it's the same. However, that is only if you understand the purpose of it, and it will have the desired impact on it. Some people just go, some hocus pocus reason. That's not the basis of the meaning. At Seres you make tshuva, Oma HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay, now, why? It's concept of Malchus. Spend a lot of time in the next few weeks talking about the concept of Malchus. Malchus, Din implies Malchus. Din means is an authority figure who makes rules, who's in charge of those rules, who judges you and punishes you or rewards you for keeping those rules. That's one type of Malchus. And that is one type of Malchus in Rosh Hashanah. Another type of Malchus, an all-powerful person who runs everything. So Malchus in Rosh Hashanah, we have two aspects. If Rosh Hashanah is the day that represents the Briyas Olam, Hayom Haras Olam, Hayom Yamu B'Mishpach Yitzur Kedem, so that's the day we remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world and He runs the entire world, Rosh Hashanah prophets. That's one type. Anybody is distinct from the world. That is one type of Malchus. Another type of Malchus, HaMelech HaMishpach. He sits in judgment over some of these things. But the theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. And that Malchus goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Those are the days that Rosh Hashanah sits in judgment over them. Because, like the Menach Ashkenaz, he created the world at this time. Or, according to Menach Sfard, because these are the day Rachmas of Rosh Hashanah instituted the Neidin during the day Yimei Rachman. And that's Malchus. And when we confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time, we have to remind ourselves that it's 10 days we're standing in front of him, Bedin. So that's why. And that is our whole position vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why you have to change the tefillah. Omer HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. Him taught, he made a mistake. Zalocha. If you change the Nusach HaTfilah from that which the Anshei Knesset Golem made, it's not a Tfilah. Anshei Knesset Golem made a specific Nusach, and you have to use that Nusach, and if you don't use that Nusach, you go back. Now, that's certainly the Chasim of the Bracha. What about inside the tochen of the bracha? Can you change it or not? But certainly the chesima. And the Gemara says that you have to say Amel HaKadosh and Amel HaMishpat. That's my Ve'a Shetobu Chachamim. So therefore, Toa Oshu Mesupikim Hu Elch Malchot to the Rosh. The Rosh, go back. Amel HaMishpat Niska Konim Shoka Ragrov. He goes back to Hashiva Shoten. Okay, now not everyone agrees on this. Why? Because, and what is the machlokas dependent? What we talk about malchus anyway, melech ohev stokom. But in order to emphasize it, Chazal made a takana of saying, HaMelech HaMishpat, we are now confronting you only as a shofet. The rest of the year, Melch Ohed Stockholm Mishpat, you loved Stockholm Mishpat because you are the judge of the world and you want us to judge correctly like you judge correctly. So, the idea of Melch HaMishpat is there, but not the exact Nusach. So, when we say Mishana Matbeya, you have the words, you have the idea, but it's not the exact Nusach. And Ramo says, look, whether you go back or not. Halacha l'maaseh. So, Meshavura baskets like this. Pozegramo, lahalacha. Dem oma melech oyev tzorch mishpat, kemen shirizka melech, and tzorch lachso. And he says, look there in. You look back when I wrote there, and to all machogas chor. Halacha l'maisa, it's a suffix brachas. So if you said, if after you finished davening, you remembered that you said melech oev suffix mishpat, you don't go back to suffix brachas. You said HaMelech HaKadosh, then you do go back. And there's another difference. The first three brachas are one unit. So if I say HaKel HaKadosh, Atachon HaLondaz, oh yeah, I forgot. You don't go back to HaKadosh, because you have to, those first three brachas are one unit. I have to go to the beginning of the unit. What's the beginning of the unit? The beginning of the unit is begin Shema Esra all over again. Mashain came, Eve, Hashiva Shoftainu. I go back to Hashiva Shoftainu. Because each bracha in the 13 is a separate unit. The first three are one unit. Now, we have a minig, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, of saying, Zechreinu Chayim, Yechamo Chavarachim, Sovel Chayim Tov, Masech Chayim. That is a minig that's mentioned in Masechet Sofer. And since it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it doesn't have the halacha mashanei matbei and shetovu chachamim, and therefore you don't have to go back. However, the Gemara, in the Sechet Sofrim, it says something very interesting. That normally we say that in the first three brachos, a shevach, there's no bakasha. So how do we say, Zochreinu L'chaim, with the bakasha? The answer is, even though generally there's no bakasha, Sorech Godol. It's such a compelling thing to ask Zochreinu L'chaim. We're asking for it, so an exception was made. But that indicates a very important thing. There's a sloppiness people sometimes have when they daven. That, okay, I don't have to go back, I have to make sure that I say it. If I miss it, I don't have to go back. But from the Sechet Sofrim says it's a very key and important thing, so key and important to say that. If there's a halacha that says there's no bakasha, we override that halacha, the importance of saying it. We override the halacha, so it's a very important thing to say. So one has to be very careful on daven to remember to say it. But now, at the end, Eino Omer Moadim L'Simcha Gizmanim L'Sas. That is a major, major, major machlokas Rishonim. What's it based on? Rosh Hashanah is, on the one hand, a Yontif. On the other hand, it's a very serious day. On the one hand, it's a Yontif. Yontif, you lift Ne'ashah. What is the basis of Simcha on Yontif? The basis of Simcha on Yontif is not because you have a good meal, you get good wine, you get a little drunk. No, it's not Simcha. It's not a Jewish Simcha. Simcha is, it's a day you're lifnei Hashem. You have the opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way. And that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Simcha. That's why there's no Avelis on Yontif. Why? When you have the feeling of you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that fills you with Simcha, that overrides anything else that you have. Remember a few years ago, I had a Talmud. Very tragic. His wife lost her father in a very tragic way, Erev of Pesach. And I came to Menachem Oval Erev Pesach in the morning. And the family, it was sudden, it was tragic. And I came there, I walked into the house, and they asked me, how in our current emotional state, how tonight are we going to have Pesach with Simcha? Very hard question. They totally shattered. I said, because when you think what happened in Pesach, that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and made us Jewish, and you confront the reality of what it would have been without and with it, the whole, you should be so, that is such an overwhelming experience that it drowns out everything. That's what it is. That's what Simcha is. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yisnei Hashem. That's why there's no Avelis in Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, a very serious day. So, Rishonim discussed, you say, Mo'adim Simcha, Chag Zman L'Sosan, you don't. So the Rambam makes a pshara. The pshara of the Rambam is, the Rambam says, why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, you don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah. Sifre Chayim Amesim Suchim Lefana V'Atam Arum Shira. What is the reason we say Halo on a regular Yontif? You lift me Hashem, Lefana Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Simcha being lift me Hashem is Machayim Shira. Gemara says, but this is different with Nevi Shem. We're with Nevi Shem in Mishpat, in judgment. Ram says, She'ain a yom shal simcha yaseira. It's simcha, but a muted simcha, a lessened simcha. Simcha, but a lessened simcha. It's a muted simcha, it's a reduced simcha. Because that is, we'll discuss later, Rosh Hashanah, there's a stira. An emotion, it's an attitude. On the one hand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us and lets us stand in front of him and feel and pays attention. It's a tremendous shivus of the human being. On the other hand, when we look at the reality of our lives, we're bent and broken. It's a difference whether it's a straight shofar or a broken shofar. We have a bent shofar. Even though we're chosh, it's chosh to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still, we're bent in front of him. Okay, that finishes. Lisa, there's a lot to talk about every sentence you'll have.